The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan this morning. Les Robin. Yeah, this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we talk about that with you. So you're running the show this morning. Whatever comments you come up with, whatever topic you come up with, we'll talk about it along the lines of fishing, hunting, firearms, the great outdoors, crabbing, you name it, we'll talk about it. And Miss Robin has taken the morning off, at least for now. I do anticipate her coming back in here a little later, but we'll see what happens. She might be listening. I don't even know if she's listening or not. If she is, good. If she's not, good for her. Getting a little well-deserved rest, for sure. Good morning, Chris. Hello, Chris. Wow.
Good morning, Alan.
Are you monitoring a call? Is that already this morning?
I was in the process of doing some paperwork.
Paperwork?
Yes.
I got
have to
it.
Do some paperwork in this industry.
I got it. Hey, I want to tell you, we've got a collaboration going on here, folks. We do the Outdoors and Radio Show, and Chris records it. And, you know, normally we wait a couple of days till the till it goes on the station's website podcast. We've been having a couple of issues with that recently. I'm not sure why, but Chris and our podcast guy, Bulldog, have collaborated together to improve the quality of the podcast. So we have done that, and I need to express my gratitude publicly to our buddy Chris Klaproth for taking care of that on a little above and beyond on his end. So thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. So, it looks like I'm going to be, you know, clearing my throat and slurping coffee and, you know, yawning through the show here this morning because I have nobody to challenge me except our callers, and I hope they do. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris, what is blue and doesn't weigh very much?
I have no idea. That could be a thousand things.
Yep, light blue.
Okay.
All right. There you go. So for everybody listening, I know we got a lot of folks listening in my age group, and hopefully we got some people out there taking somebody hunting this morning, turkey hunting. Turkey season's in full throttle. Striped bass season is, you know, first decent weekend, I think, for being out on the bay for the trophy season. So if anybody's headed out this morning, this early, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you're in your car, want to know where you're going, what you're doing this morning, because there's lots of things to do out there, lots of things. So, and, you know, so if you're listening and any millennials listening with their roommates, you know, mom and dad, we can talk to you, too, and try and get you interested in the topic at hand, maybe, perhaps. You know, fishing and hunting are not video games. They are not something you do on your phone. They are something that you put the phone down and actively participate in. And if you catch a fish or take an animal, then you can certainly take a picture at that point. But communicating during that time is usually verbally with another person. And looking at them, you know, across the length of the boat or, you know, in the blind or whatever that might be. So, or if, you know, if you'd like to be a solitary deer hunter, well, that's fine too. You can talk to God. If you like to take your kids, you can whisper to your kids. So, or your, you know, your parents. So that's where we are. 410-922-6680. Chris, what's happening in the news? Anything exciting? I've been kind of out of touch with everything this week. Just not sure what's going on.
Well, in a couple states, they've listed the permit for conceal and carry. North Carolina has a couple little towns that, because of the disillusion or the elimination of police forces, they have decided to go ahead and there's no need for a permit for a concealed carry, which is good and bad, depending on how you look at things. There's pros and cons to each side. That's the most recent thing I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, there shouldn't be a whole lot of, you know, regulations about, I mean, there shouldn't be a whole lot about that. I mean, it is our constitutional right. You know, we are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, beginning at birth, and one of those rights is the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, I don't know, that it shall not be infringed. That's pretty simple. I mean, that's what the Constitution says. That's what the law of the land is. That's what the document rules our great country. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You should just have that inalienable right to protect yourself. You know, you know, people say, well, I'll just call 911. We call 911. You get the cops out there to investigate what just happened, you know. So does 911 prevent, you know, crime from happening? Does it prevent assaults? Does it prevent shootings? Does it prevent robberies? Does it prevent burglaries? Usually not. You know, and no swipe at law enforcement agencies, you know, and law enforcement personnel. We love our cops, you know, we really do. And they're there to protect and serve. But if you have, you know, if you live out in the suburbs or out in the country and, you know, something's happening that is threatening you, sure, call 911. We'll be there in 10 minutes. By the 10 minutes is up, things may or may not be resolved, and you may have to take matters into your own hands. I don't think that's too unreasonable to expect people to protect their lives and their families and their homes. So that's what's called the Castle Doctrine. So,
yep. And something else that has just been enacted, I forgot to bring this up to you last week, was that out in Idaho, a bill was passed to allow the killing of the wolves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's regulated. I'm sure there's a season and everything else. So, you know, but that's
because they're
true.
Making a comeback. Wolves and now the wolves are making a comeback, and now they're starting to deal with the problem again, like we did back in the turn of the century, insofar that loss of livestock and potential threats to humans.
Potential threats to human and livestock. That's true. You should be able to protect your livestock from predators. You know, here in Maryland, the predators are not as extensive as they are in the West, like mountain lions and wolves and the top-tier predators. But you should be allowed to protect your livestock. There's no question about it. And, you know, something that is a danger to your livestock is also a danger to you if you get between them and their intended prey. So I understand that, that's for sure. And the wolf population is not in trouble in this country. I mean, it's been restored to a point in the West that, and the Midwest, believe it or not. I mean, Michigan is just covered up with wolves, upper Midwest. So they just, there needs to be some type of measured control put into place. There's no question about it. So.
And in other animal news, while I was here this morning, I'm, you know, channel surfing, or I shouldn't say channel surfing, but surfing on the net.
Yeah.
There was a bobcat attack in North Carolina.
A bobcat attack.
I can't remember the name of the town, but I saw the video. The woman had a cat carrier. She was going out to the car. The husband was coming out of the house carrying brownies. His wife is in between their truck and another vehicle, and all of a sudden she starts screaming that there's a bobcat. Husband throws down the brownies, goes around the back side of the truck, in between the truck and the other vehicle, and all of a sudden you see him picking up a bobcat and it's biting him and doing everything else. This is after the wife was attacked, and all of a sudden he just takes that bobcat, hurls it across the front lawn, goes in the house, comes back out with a gun, takes it out. Come to find out, yes, the bobcat was rabbit. Exactly.
Rabbit. Yep. And both also found out a woman was killed by a bear in Colorado. Had you heard that?
No, I had not heard about that.
Yes. Well, that was it. So what was the conclusion of the bobcat story? The bobcat was rabbit.
Yes, that's pretty much it. And they're just saying that, you know, they too are on the rise, and it was unusual for a bobcat to come into a neighborhood because generally they run away when you're out in the field. But this time, yeah, it does happen that this family, this husband and wife, did have to undergo the rabies vaccination. And, yes, they did do the test on the bobcat, and, yes, it was found to be rabid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're getting a text from our buddy John, who has precision taxidermy, talking about volunteers to kill bison at the Grand Canyon. I know a couple people have applied for that hunt to take the excess bison out at the Grand Canyon, which is very interesting to me. But the woman in the bear attack was killed in Colorado. She was found dead in an area north of Durango, Colorado, on Friday. A black bear and two young bears were located nearby and euthanized. In other words, they were put down. They were killed. And, it's a sad thing that, you know, you have to kill a bear that has two young cubs with it and take the cubs along with you because nobody's going to rescue those cubs and raise them. But this woman was attacked, and, you know, bear attacks on humans are not tolerated in most of these United States. So the woman's boyfriend raised the alarm after he came home to find the two dogs outside his apartment, but no signs of his partner. He found her mauled body off a highway later on Friday evening and called emergency services. A dog team from U.S. Department of Agriculture located a female black bear with two yearlings. Nearby, the animals were euthanized, and on inspection, experts found human remains inside the stomachs of the female bear and one of the younger bears. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the boyfriend, family, and friends of the woman we lost in this tragic event, said Corey Chick, who is the CPW Southwest Region Manager. We cannot determine with exact certainty how or why this attack took place, but it's important for the public not to cast blame on this woman for the unfortunate and tragic event. So that is a shame. So, but, you know, people that, you know, attract bears to their properties or allow them to stay on their properties by leaving out their bird feeders and their barbecue grills and things like that, you know, letting the trash all over the place or actually outright feed the bears, which is dumb, are standing, you know, they are, what's the word? Just basically, what's enticing an attack, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, in about 24 hours, I'm going to be heading out to go camping for the first time in 40 some odd years.
Wow, cool.
And I'm not going to be too far from where you go in Frederick County to go after deer.
Okay.
Bear.
Yeah.
And this particular state park says, you know, yes, we do have dumpsters on site, and we strongly encourage you to dump your trash in the dumpster, which you will notice is far away from your campsite, to not entice bears to visit you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you're right. And if it's anywhere in northern Frederick County, there's a load of bears up there.
Yes.
And bobcats.
Yes.
And bobcats.
And let me see. I think what else could I potentially deal with? Oh, yeah. Copperheads and rattlesnakes.
Yeah. Not so much rattlesnakes, but copperheads are.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think rattlesnakes are more towards, like,
Western Maryland.
Yeah.
Yep. So, September 2021, National Park Service said it was concerned about the increased impacts on park resources, such as water, vegetation, soils, archaeological sites, and values such as visitors' experience and the wilderness character, given the current distribution of American bison, abundance, density, and the expected growth of the bison herd on the North Rim. Reducing the herd size will protect the park ecosystem. And there, if you look at the picture, there are hundreds of bison there. 25 applicants will be selected from the pool, 12 of whom will be chosen to use using a random lottery system. Those selected will be contacted by NPS on May 17th, 2021. Must be a U.S. citizen, 18 years of age or older with a valid identification, able to pass a background investigation, have no criminal or wildlife violations, and self-certify high level of physical fitness ability. Have a firearm safety certification, pass a marksmanship proficiency test. Provide equipment, be available for the entirety of one of the assigned lethal removal operational periods, and meet additional requirements listed on the National Park Service frequently asked questions page application. So, wonder how many they're going to take out, but it says hundreds. We'll see. So, going back to the old buffalo hunter day, huh? Amazing. Why were the buffaloes hunted, Chris, nearly to extinction?
Because of the hides and the meat.
Nope. Two reasons. The expansion of the western expansion of the railroads, number one. Or number two, number one was to deny the southern plains Indian the main source of food to bring them under, quote, control.
And they had the last laugh since they own the majority of the casinos.
I don't know. I don't know if the 1880s version of the Plains Indian would be looking forward to the 21st century and going, man, our ancestors are going to own casinos and these fleece these people. I don't think that was on their mind. They were just trying to survive. But, yeah, the western expansion of the railroad killed thousands of buffaloes, and a lot of them were wasted. You know, some of the hides were harvested, but it got to the point where the only thing that they were really harvesting off the buffalo to eat was their tongue. Because that was considered a delicacy. Shameful. Shameful. As a friend of mine used to say, or still says, if given a chance and enough time, Homo rapien can destroy an entire species in a relatively short American time.
That's true.
So.
Yep.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Maybe we'll get a couple callers online once we take our first break. What do you think?
I think so, because I think people are probably just getting up. They're listening, and they're like, I want to comment.
Yeah, I hope they do. I hope they do. So if you're in your car, get on the line. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes of commercials here to talk about our great sponsors, and we appreciate their support of the Outdoors and Radio Show. One of those longtime sponsors is Clyde Sports Shop. You know, last time I was in Clyde's, it looked like the fishing tackle section was, you know, okay because of, you know, COVID and a lot of different things that happened in 2020. The supply of fishing tackle coming into the country and B, being shipped to the dealers was pretty slow. But now things are starting to pick up. So you will find a good selection of pen fishing reels and Fluger reels and Shakespeare reels as well, including fishing rods and so forth, Shakespeare ugly sticks and Fluger rods. There's a great selection of St. Croix rods at Clyde Sports Shop. Kids combos, trolling tackle for rockfish or any fish, actually. They've got some Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers for those of you who would like to try a little Spanish mackerel action later in the summer. All types of live and frozen bait and minnows, crabbing supplies, crab bait, you know, crab traps, trot lines, and so forth. Clyde Sports Shop has all that. And next time I'm there, I'm going to get them to spool some new line on my reels. I was dealing with some line issues the other day on a fishing trip, and I'm going to change that. So if you need a license, they've got it. If you need a rod repair, they can take care of that. And any type of terminal tackle, including circle hooks for striped bass, any tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is the headquarters for Clyde Sports Shop. Their only location, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Hey, you know, you've put it off long enough now. Spring's here. Summer's right around the corner. It's time for get ready for crab feast and family get-togethers in your backyard and on your deck. Well, guess where you can go to figure out all that? Well, that's right. Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's. Why would you have a name like Backyard Billy's if you didn't supply things for people's backyards and their decks? Well, good question. So, Backyard Billy's in Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture, patio furniture, including tables and chairs, lots of tables and chairs and lots of colors. Those Adirondack chairs, at least 300 in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. In Backyard Billy's backyard, you're going to see swing sets and tikis and storage sheds, tiki bars and storage sheds, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills for that deck or backyard by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding umbrellas. I mean, fire pits, you know, these fire pits, you can put a bonfire in your backyard if you want and have it contained in one of these big old, looks like a big basket, looks like a big fire basket. Pretty cool looking stuff. Browse the great looking garden decorations and the furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be back after these messages.
Big upper level low pressure keeping Mom's Day weekend on the cloudy gray side with some light showers in and out of the picture today and tomorrow. And the numbers stay well below average throughout the weekend. We really don't get back to average until the week ahead. Our high today only 60 degrees, more than 10 degrees colder than average with some light showers and northwest winds. Low to mid 40s tonight, more showers Sunday, and a high of 60 near 70 Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery.
any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
3, 4.
I was a cook, and she was a waitress down at Salty Sam Seafood Cafe. And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away.
Hawaii lobster and never flounder,
he wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp.
Hawaii lobster and never flounder, I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
I said, just quit and leave me for that piano tuna if you want to trout something new.
She was the best I ever had, now my life has no purpose.
Oh, my cod, I love her, yes, I do.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder.
He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
Boy, I swordfish he'd come back to me. I sure a whale of a time.
Now, Richard, you know she just pulled that knot tonight. I've got a haddock routine.
Well, you're probably right, but you know, I've kept her picture in my walleye just for the halibut. I wonder if she still got mine in her perch.
Did you say perch?
Yeah, I did.
Boy, that's good. For a moment there, I thought I was losing my herring.
We've asked quit this seahorsing around for these people out here.
Y'all couldn't even lobster me. Just even not for the halibut. I couldn't stand being away that long.
Well, you back there spying on us, listening on Alexa or on the app?
I was listening and then I missed y'all and gave up, got out of bed.
Well, welcome. Glad to have you.
It's been a rough week, and I really wanted to.
Yeah,
this
I know
morning.
It has.
And,
I know it has.
So. But I was listening, and I just couldn't not be a part of it.
I got gotcha.
I'm just a part of this now.
All right. Well, let's talk to Mark. He's in Easton. He wants to talk about turkey hunting, unless he's going turkey. Well, I don't know. Hi, Mark. How you doing? Thanks for holding on.
Hi there. I'm headed east, but we've sitting in traffic for probably close to an hour now. Two different times we sat waiting to get onto the bridge while there was an accident being cleaned up, I guess. Now we're sitting, we just got over the bridge and we're sitting, there's flashing lights ahead. My son was on listening to on a fishing report that said somebody reported police with guns drawn on Route 50. We're about 200 feet behind it just sitting here.
I'm going to be doing some snooping.
We were anticipating being in the woods right now.
I'm gonna guess when you get there and get set up, the birds will already be on the ground. You might have to wait till that after 9 or 10 o'clock uncoupling time to call something in. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So I've never hunted there before. This is my future in-laws. My daughter's getting married this fall, and so her future in-laws. We were down visiting, scouted the property last week, and he invited me to come hunt today.
Nice.
So we'll see. They don't get hunted down here apparently.
You in Anne Arundel County?
I live in Carroll County, but this will be in Carolyn County.
So you're headed this way. I got it.
I'm headed east. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be. It's near Tuckahoe where we'll be.
Got it.
We get there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hope your host knows that you're having trouble. I had a wonderful day yesterday. I was up in Frederick County and Washington County, a little bit in Carroll County and Baltimore County. I was delivering Maryland hunting quarterlies that just came out this week to the farther remote areas out there. I still got another trip to Frederick and Carroll I got to do and Baltimore County, but it was a good day until I hit 97 on the way home.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah, that's what I said, 97 to 50. 50 was a slog, and, of course, it's raining, and there's accidents, and it's an hour from 97 to the Bay Bridge, you know.
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I emailed you last week, and you said you were trying to get the printed versions out. I got a turkey a week and a half ago.
Did you send me a picture?
Yeah, I did. So hopefully I hadn't gotten one in about 5 years, and my son went with me about 15 years ago, and we had a turkey walk 10 feet in front of us, but we didn't get a shot at him.
give me your first name. I'm looking for your email.
Oh, yeah, it was about a week ago.
Mark.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm looking.
I thought I was slow this morning.
Oh, I am. I'm a little behind. So, does your email start with Mark?
It's Sandmark. Yeah.
Okay.
Sandmark.
I got it. Okay.
But I'm going to get you a little bit embellished version of the story because I'm just getting off of neck fusion surgery, and my biggest question for the surgeon was how soon before I could shoot the 12 gauge.
Yeah, well, you know what the latest deal is for turkeys now is the 410.
I saw that. A friend of mine on Facebook posted that he got one with 410, and he's using the new shot, the TSS.
TSS shot, yep, exactly, no question. And it is. I'm hearing from, all over the place about this great 410 load and, number 9 shot. It puts a great pattern on them out there to 35, 40 yards, depending on the choke tube you put in your shotgun. But a lot of guys have started using this 410. I personally can't go 410. I have one, but I haven't shot my 410 single barrel for turkeys. I've used it for squirrel and other things, but I did wind up with a new, Stevens 301. And son-in-law and I shot it in a couple Sundays ago, and I'm good to 35 or 40 yards with it. I don't have any issues with that. So we'll see. My turkey hunting mentor called me the other day, and he said, "I haven't forgot about you. Birds just aren't acting right." So I said, "Okay, that's fine." They never do, but
I got you. Is the 410? Is it just more of a challenge? Is that why people would be attracted to it, or is there some other benefit?
I think guys get tired of lugging a 12 gauge in the woods. Okay. I mean the 20 is just like nothing to carry. And I think the guys that have taken a lot of turkeys have decided that the 12 gauge is enough. I want to try a little challenge. It's like, if I'm going to use a muzzleloader, why don't I use a flintlock? Just kind of step back, recurve bow, same type. I've killed everything I want to kill with a compound or crossbow or, rifle or whatever. I want to try a little challenge and see what happens.
Yeah, the turkey I shot last week was like, I could have jumped on him and wrung his neck. I got him at like 8 feet.
Holy moly.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Where are you stuck on 50 now?
What's it, Chester or what's the name of the Kent Island?
Oh, uh-huh. You're not even on the bridge yet. Okay.
No, well, we got over the bridge.
You're
Kent
coming
Narrows
this way.
Bridge.
You're coming this way. Okay.
I got maybe a mile down the road.
What's the traffic report, Robin?
No, I'm looking at traffic cams. I'm just trying to figure out which one he would be nearest.
Well, if you see the red line, we're at the east end of the red line.
Yeah, it.
Yeah, maybe 200 feet in front of us, but it's probably backing up behind us onto the bridge by now.
Yeah.
Well, it come in.
He's coming from the west side to the east side.
I know that. I got that.
Okay.
I'm trying because traffic's going one way on the bridge, but it's not going the other.
Right, but he's on this side of the bridge.
Well, I understand.
We sat for a while with another problem.
It's going westbound. It's not coming east.
We're, Yeah, we were on the west side of the bridge and couldn't even get on the bridge. We sat for 40 minutes.
Wow.
Because of the problem, you know, right there in the lane. Yeah. Somebody broke down or had an accident or something.
Yep.
Got that cleared. We got moving, got real excited.
Yay, rock and roll. And yeah, come to a screeching stop. Man, I'll tell you, that was my life yesterday. So.
They don't have it going eastbound.
They have no cameras.
Okay. Eastbound.
No cameras. Okay. All right, buddy. Well, look, good luck. Send me that.
Thank you.
Yep. You have the email that I traditionally use, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Look forward to it. You have a great day, and enjoy your sit.
Thank you. Yeah, we're watching the sun come up now.
That's great. And the turkeys are out there gobbling, flying down, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I was helping somebody hunt yesterday in Patuxent, and we're hiking in, and some guy was gobbling. He gobbled 10 times on the other side of the river while we're hiking past.
But, I've hunted that, and you know, my buddy says, "Listen, I hear a bird. I hear a bird." I said, "Okay, great." And then all of a sudden, it turned into
up.
I'm like, "Let's get out of here." <You know>? So, yeah. You don't call to all other people calling turkeys. It's just,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just a little too obvious. So. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Very good. Take it easy.
You got it.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. We have somebody else on the line. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning,
hey, Glenn.
Yeah. Robin, how are you doing?
Doing good.
That's good.
How about you?
So-so. I know.
Right.
Have there rain
now?
You rain yesterday?
Rain? Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my goodness. So, It sure did.
I don't know how much yet, but that dribbling there yesterday, about right before it got dark.
Right.
Dribbling all night, I guess.
Yep. It's crazy, no question. Yep, I came home and all that. And, you know, every time I get magazines, the first week I get magazines and they're in the back of the truck, we get rain. I get to deliver magazines in the rain. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
so much fun. So, anyway, have you gotten into the outdoors this week, buddy?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'll be outside for the round one. A little bit with the garden, me and my daughter. And,
right.
But that's about it.
Yep. Well, hopefully you get out and get after some turkeys here soon, or at least go fishing a little bit.
Yeah. I'm hoping when this nephew start name was going to try to get something ready for there. So.
Gotcha.
Sunflower plot. Put in somewhere, but I guess not totally established where we're going to be doing. But,
yeah, well, gotcha. Well, good luck to
rain,
you.
Then messed up the plans, whatever.
Yep, I understand. Sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men often go. What's the last word?
I can't think of it.
Astray.
Astray.
Is that the word?
I'll have to look it up.
I'm
looking at, I found the dead red, it's almost back to the Bay Bridge.
Yeah. What is it? Do you have any idea?
I can't tell. And I looked on Facebook, I couldn't find anything.
Okay. You are an investigative reporter, that's for sure.
That's me. That's what I do.
That's what you do. So, any words for Glenn this morning?
No. Good morning, Glenn. Sorry. I was trying to find something on Google. Going all right?
Yeah.
I know. I know. Well, if you can, get out and enjoy it, okay?
Just get out and get out there in the outside and walk around a little bit, you know.
So. Yeah.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Take it easy.
Hey, did you ever try to call me? last week?
I did not. No, no, I did not.
I didn't think you did.
No, but we'll call. We'll give you a call.
Real odd number on my messages or anything.
I got it. Yep.
So, I'll remind him.
She will remind me. There's no question about that. So, all right, man.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
I'll take care. God bless and own.
Same to you, buddy.
You also.
Kid and pay kids are good, you know. So.
Yep.
They're doing great.
They're doing good. Doing good.
Doing great.
Bye.
Take care, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, there's my straw from dinner last night I couldn't find.
Oh, I had it in my pocket.
I know.
I meant to give it to with what I was going through trying to get in the front door, that was the straw was the least.
My mom locked him out of the house last
night. Yes, she did. So, out of my own house. How did she do that? I guess
she locked she locked the bottom lock to make sure her daughter was safe on her way out the door.
I don't know. I leave the front door open. The only reason that I don't leave the front door open is that I don't want the dogs to get out. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. They invite you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Robin, you know where it is, right?
Yep.
Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing.
Beautiful.
And freshwater tidal and bay fish and tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crab and Supply has a new hunting department, complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, seasoning, and much more, and a full line of fish and tackle and gear at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, and that's baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. So, here's a question. Robin, you can answer this. Answer this prior to the beginning of 2019.
Okay.
Do you have a fireplace that you never use?
Yes.
Yes. It was a hole in the wall that just sucked the heat out of the room?
Yes. Hadn't been used since 2007, maybe.
Yeah, so it was used in the 21st century.
Barely. One time, I think.
Once, really. Well, folks, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We gave that fireplace a facelift, the room a elevated ceiling. The stonework on the fireplace goes all the way to the ceiling now, and we had Backyard Billy's install a beautiful Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hook the gas up. Hook the remote control up, and as long as we keep the batteries in the remote control, Robin and I can sit on the couch and press the button and instant flame-o. I just invented a new term, instant flame-o. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace. Insert Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for that fall chill in the air that leads to that winter freeze. Stay warm in all that. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500 is the phone number. Again, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. I had that feeling the other day. I got a chance to do my annual fishing trip on one of the Baltimore reservoirs.
And he waits every year for
it. It is such an anticipated day. We hadn't done it in 2020 because we missed the mark on the reservoir closure. 2019 was we kind of missed it. We're talking about smallmouth spawn. 2018 and 2017 were banner years, and we had another banner year in 2021. I was so tickled. Let's talk to Miss Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. Robin, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, my dear.
And happy Mother's Day to all the listeners of the show.
Happy Mother's Day to you, my dear.
And I want to say this. For those who mothers have passed and maybe they get a little sad on Mother's Day, I heard a quotation last week that really stuck in my mind. Love is like a knot that cannot be loosened. Even in death.
That's true.
That is very true.
That's true. Yeah. My birth mother, as far as I know, is still alive. My adopted mother passed two decades ago, 2001 or two, I can't remember. And, you know, I understand it. I understand. Fortunately, Robin's mother's still alive and hopefully listening this
morning.
And
locking her son-in-law out of the house.
She did that yesterday, yeah. But, Fran, you know, that's a great thought. And, you know, and that doesn't just go for mothers. That goes with everybody that we've loved who's passed, you know?
Fran. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Well, indeed, and enjoy your company. Are you going to see your daughter this weekend?
Beg your pardon?
Are you going to see your daughter this weekend?
Oh, she's coming today.
Ah.
I already got my flowers from my spouse, and she's coming today. You know, I do a little trick to not ruin my holidays, whether it's Mother's Day or birthday or Christmas. I celebrate with people the day before.
Got it.
That way, I know I'm going to have a nice Mother's Day. No confusion.
Right.
No misunderstandings.
Right.
So she's coming today.
Fran, and you're one of the smartest people I know.
Oh, no. It works great. I do all the, even some Thanksgiving, if people are coming, I let them come the day before.
Makes sense. Okay. Makes sense. We kind of like to do.
Anybody upset my holidays.
We kind of like to do that with Valentine's Day, go out the day before and avoid the crowds. So
Right. So. Yeah, and so anyway, that little plan worked today, and then, you know, I can relax, put my feet up tomorrow, and do whatever I want to do.
Got it.
Yep. So,
all right, buddy.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Nothing wrong with that.
It works. It works on those holidays.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Fran. Take care.
All right.
See ya.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? So, Robin, you got 1 minute.
I thought you could do this with me. I've got a friend who passed away, and they are doing...
No, wait. Who's the friend?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
It's my ex's ex's father, who I became super, super friends with. One of the best mans in my I've ever met, do anything for you. And they are having a fishing trip in his name. It's called Big Al's Gone Fishing Rockfish Tournament out of Oxford, Maryland. Everything supports the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department. It is on, I know the date by heart, May 23rd. 7 a.m. is lines in. 2 p.m. is weigh-in. They are meeting at Doc Sunset Grill in Oxford, Maryland.
That's the weigh-in.
That's the way in.
Yep. And then what happens?
And then we're going to party with Bird Dog.
Bird Dog and a Road King.
That's what's going to happen.
All right.
And they're going to have, I wasn't ready for this.
I know.
I did spoke up. Are they having a silent auction and
door prizes,
50-50.
Yep. And good food.
And great food. I can guarantee the food and guarantee the music because I've done it all personally.
There you go.
And I can guarantee good people because everybody down there is good people.
No question. Big Al's Gone Fishing. No G on the end. BigAl'sGoneFishing.com. If you want to register, $250 a boat. And
that's how real people say it. Fishing.
Fishing, yeah. Big Al's Gone Fishing. May 16th through May 31st. Rules on the bay apply. So... we'll tell you more about it. I think one of the sons is going to be on here next Saturday.
Yes.
At the 6 a.m. hour.
He's got three daughters, one son.
Well, one of the children will be on. The son, I believe.
Yes.
All right. Say something.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and enjoy your mom tomorrow. We're pretty cool people.